Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
With Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
It is time for Moneyline here on a Thursday. Over the next 2 hours, we will give you everything you need to know in Major League Baseball, NBA action, and there's something called the draft out in Las Vegas. I'm Donnie Wrightside. He's Kevin Walsh, and we are ready to go. It's the afternoon. Are we recharged here, KW?
I think that process is always ongoing, the recharging process, but I'm feeling good. I'm excited. I think over the 2 hours, Don, we got a chance to maybe see how some of these numbers have moved from what we broke down this morning related to the NFL draft. Maybe some movement, maybe not. We'll see. And then, of course, getting to follow the baseball board should be great.
Yeah, it should be a good time here. Games getting underway and already underway in Major League Baseball. If we take a look at the board now, San Diego and Cincinnati, second inning, 1-0 early here for the Padres, and also a 1-0 lead here for the Milwaukee Brewers over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Games set to tip, set for first pitch, 5 of them here. Philadelphia, Colorado, Miami, Washington, Baltimore, the New York Yankees, Seattle, and Tampa Bay, along with Detroit and Minnesota. So, rooting interest here for myself in those Philadelphia Phillies. Rooting interest for Kevin, those New York Yankees. I don't have any wagers here on the early afternoon action, but it is a nice card here. So, we have, 7 total games that will be underway momentarily and adding 2 more in the 2 o'clock hour.
Yeah, Donnie, I mean, do you want to get down on some hitter prop parlays? I mean, do we want to just let things come to us as we see fit here? Or are you interested? There was some boost on, I saw 50% same game parlay. I'm like, oh, perfect. And then I ended up seeing that it was, 3 legs, needs to be like 4-1. I'm like, all right, this is where we get a little too annoying here. So, nothing involved yet on baseball, huh?
No, I don't have anything involved yet during these day games, because in these northeastern ballparks, as we continue to talk about, cold in Philadelphia, wind blowing dead in. If we take a look at Washington this afternoon, cold, wind blowing dead in. And then if we take a look here in the Bronx, the New York Yankees, that wind more down the right field line at about 17, 18 miles an hour, but also colder temperatures. So hopefully tomorrow it does get a little bit warmer here in the Northeast, and maybe next week, which is actually May, things will start to heat up on the diamond, and some of these runs will start to come home. And as I see the Philadelphia Phillies warming up, Didi Gregorius looks like he is going skiing in Aspen for this game in Philadelphia, as opposed to playing in a baseball game. So we'll see how that plays out here. But I do think the big topic of the day, 1 and 1A, the NBA with 3 bangers tonight, and then the NFL draft.
Yeah, The NBA playoffs, Donnie, I think, look, it's the NFL. I don't know what the NFL draft ratings typically do or what the anticipation is, but these NBA games, all near 2.5 points or less, all the opportunity for a team to close out a game, everybody looking for the opportunity to close out is on the road. So you got to think, Donnie, right? I mean, it is a spot where at least one of these series has to get to 7, if not multiple, and we find out tonight. Oh, it's fantastic.
Yes, and I'm waiting for it, and I can't wait to see these games play out in the NBA. But smoke screens, you ready for smoke screens here, people? That's what you're going to get on Moneyline. Pat McAfee Show tweets out, one team in the top 10 texted me and said they've heard Thibodeau to Detroit. How about that from P. Shrags?
I think I said this morning, Donnie, I saw some of this Thibodeau to Detroit conversation. What I think people are struggling to decipher right now is, does that hold if it's not Hutchinson at one? Like, here's kind of the thing. Thibodeau goes in front of Trayvon Walker if Hutchinson is picked by Jacksonville. I feel super, super confident in that. But I don't know if there's an accurate read out there right now, Donnie, on if Trayvon Walker goes one, is Detroit still absolutely set on Kayvon Thibodeau? Because if they are, Donnie, the Texans have been linked to the secondary for so long. Is there a chance that Aiden Hutchinson goes from being on the thing as high as a minus 400 range number one overall pick and then goes all the way back to the fourth overall selection?
It's pretty wild. It's pretty wild that, you know, we're starting to hear this information and how far does Hutchinson actually fall? Because if we're looking here at odds and just saying, all right, well, let's go to the FanDuel Sportsbook and see what's popping on NFL Draft Day. Trayvon Walker, still a minus 450 to be the number one overall pick. So those odds haven't changed here since we started on the early line. Number two pick here, Aiden Hutchinson, now sits at a minus 175, which I believe is a little bit higher than what we actually had this morning. Kayvon Thibodeau at a plus 125. So this could get interesting, and maybe we do get a little bit of shock and sticker price as we go. Also, other news here in the NFL, not a surprise to anybody, maybe to Dave Gettleman, that the Giants have declined to pick up the fifth-year option on Daniel Jones, basically saying, yeah, we whiffed, and if he plays well, so be it, but we're not expecting that to take place today. So NFL news all the way across the yard. A lot of games underway in Major League Baseball. Got some plays tonight to give out, and also hit up this NFL draft to see if there are any oddities and also any odds that we can try to exploit. This is Moneyline. If you want to get involved today, 844-843-6879.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back in the Moneyline here on a Thursday, an NFL Draft Thursday. I'm Donnie Wrightside, and he is Kevin Walsh. 844-843-6879 if you want to get into the mix. Got any hot takes here on some plays? A lot of plays already underway. By the time we get off the show at 3 o'clock, there's a game at 4, a game at 7:20, and a game at 7:45. So Major League Baseball, basically the card is in the afternoon, but I do like something a little bit later on tonight on the baseball docket. But we'll focus on the NFL draft here because that's on everybody's mind, getting underway in Las Vegas. And by the way, again, you know me. It's in Las Vegas. I got to say, it looks really cool. It does. You got the nice little setup at the Bellagio, which you're going to have concerts, and that's where the red carpet's going to be. You walk across. Then a little bit further down the strip, if you guys have ever been to Las Vegas, the High Roller, which I have been on, it is, you know, a massive, Ferris wheel, I guess you could call it, where you can rent. It takes about a half hour to go around. You can rent a couple of these big balls out there where it's, you know, you put 5 or 10 of your best friends in there, and they got an open bar. It's pretty cool stuff. And that's where the stage is, where the actual draft is going to take place. And then Adam Schefter tweets out this morning and says, hey, by the way, next year, it's in Kansas City. Shouldn't it always be in Vegas? Like, should it not always be in Las Vegas from here on out? Like, why?
Are you doing
why
this
not? Who would not want it to be in Las Vegas? I don't understand. I'm missing something here.
Maybe it's too much. Maybe it's too much.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, people are a little exhausted out there. They need something a little calmer, Donnie, on the plate instead of going out there and getting buck wild. In Las Vegas. Have you ever considered that, Donnie? Williams, Donnie, said he'd maybe like to go to the Chiefs. Pat Mahomes is great and all, but it's close to home. So what about Jameson Williams, Donnie? Maybe he wishes this year was in Kansas. He probably almost went back to college, Donnie.
Yeah, you know what? It's a good point you bring up, though, because Trayvon Walker, I think, actually said if this draft was in Kansas City, I would not be celebrating in Atlanta. I would be in Kansas City as opposed to Las Vegas because, you know, who would want to go out there in the warm weather, pools, everything that Las Vegas has to offer and celebrate you about to be an absolute millionaire 40 times over as the top pick?
Yeah, it seems like Vegas. Yeah, see, no, see, you're being sarcastic, Donnie, but he's not there. The number one overall pick isn't there, Donnie. Uh-oh. That's not good.
That's because seems he like thought was he was whiff. Probably going. He's like, hey, you know what? There's four other guys on the D-line that are going before me, and all of a sudden, like 24 hours ago, I was like, hold on now. About to be the coup of the draft. I start 1 year. I'm, you know, talked about as a good football player on an elite defensive line. I go to the draft. I run fast in a straight
now
line.
I got a question.
Now I'm the best player in the draft.
Now I got a question. Donnie Wrightside looks like he's going to be a top first-round selection.
Mm-hmm.
Does Donnie Wrightside go to the draft, or does Donnie Wrightside prefer the big party at home with the ESPN cameras?
No. You got to strut. You got to strut out there. You got to dap up the commish. You got to whisper in his ear. Yeah.
Like
what's a better picture for you, Kevin?
The party looks nice.
But what? Yeah. But what's a better, like, what memories are you going to make? Hey, man. Do you remember when I was the number one overall pick and here's me coming across the stage with the flashbulbs going off, dapping up the commissioner, holding up the big number one jersey? You don't get to do any of that at your own party. The point of that is what? Mm-hmm. And first off, what agency or whoever or the NFL, if you pick up the phone and go, you guys know I'm going to be the number one pick. Hey, how about this? I want to bring 30 of my family members out. Between my agency and the NFL, they're not picking up the tab for that. That's not worth their while. Come on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like you would need the biggest family of all time, right? For them to be like, come on now, right? Like, this is a little. I think the family party looks nice. I'm not knocking the family party. I do think that you can't replicate walking across that stage.
No.
There's nothing. It is only once. Like, get home and party. Like, in fact, you know, Donnie, I would, like, people complain, like, oh, man, you got that, you know, that late December birthday. Sometimes it's too close to Christmas. You don't get enough of a celebration. Like,
true.
One, I don't agree with that anyway. But I don't agree with that anyway. But here's the thing, Donnie, is that doesn't, like, apply in this case. Like, it's not like you go out there, spend your day in whatever city's hosting, and then come home and people are not, like, still incredibly, unbelievably happy for you that you were NFL drafted. In fact, they'd probably even be more happy as the anticipation has been building to come celebrate with you on that Saturday as opposed to Thursday going to the house.
Exactly. Like, I mean, people, use your heads here. You go walk across the stage as the number one pick. You take a private jet back early Saturday morning to get ready for your massive party on Saturday night. What, you got to get up for work on Sunday? What did I miss? You know what I mean? Oh, it's a long weekend for what? That's like the perfect weekend to try to go out there, relax, have fun, and maximize. Because correct me if I'm wrong, I've seen players not get drafted number one overall, go to the draft and say, okay, T-Mobile, I'm going to send out some dumb tweet 5 minutes before I'm drafted here, and you're going to pay me $300,000 for that tweet because I'm here at the draft. What are we missing out on? The only thing I can think of is, hey, we booked this ballroom 3 weeks ago when you didn't think you would be a top 10 pick. We can't get our deposit back. Is that what we're doing now down in Georgia?
No, I don't think so, Don. I mean, the idea is these guys have a following, and the idea also is, and because I know I've done this. I've followed players on Twitter after the Eagles draft them, right? You splash that or they trade for a guy. I mean, that certainly didn't happen with Zach Pascal. But, I mean, if it's somebody, you know, Darius Slay got followed, Donnie, when he became a Bird, right? So it's all of a sudden, Donnie, there's so many new eyes. You pick literally any of them, Donnie. Like Jameson Williams, right? But everybody knows Jameson Williams. Yeah, they do. But until he gets drafted by the New York Jets, those guys haven't decided it is time to get the follow button out in a major way. And you know what I mean? Now keep up to date with everything they're doing. It's a huge splash.
Yeah, it is a huge splash. And you always like to take shots where I believe it was that, because, again, he didn't know maybe he was going to be the first-round draft pick a week and a half ago, booked it. Okay, that's fine. But like Marcus Smith, who was asleep on his couch, got a phone call that he was the 26th overall pick and was shocked and thought he was getting prank called because there was no way he was going to be a first-round draft pick. Well, it does turn out to that. People do crazy things and draft bad football players. And I'm not saying that Trayvon is not even going to be a bad draft pick. He might be the single best player in the draft over, I don't know, who was it supposed to be, Aiden Hutchinson. There's a legitimate chance that he could be dominant. So Trayvon Walker, I'm not really knocking him per se, but it just sounds odd to me. Like, you know what? Vegas, biggest stage, millions watching. Yeah, I don't want to be a part of that.
I mean, Baker did it, though, to be fair. Like, right?
Yeah, where was he
Baker
at?
Did it. Actually, I don't even, Donnie, didn't Trevor not show up last year? Or am I now going nuts?
I think, you know what? Are you? I think you might be right. Now, where was it last year, by the way? Where was the draft?
Wasn't in your favorite neck of the woods, Indianapolis, right? It couldn't have been.
No, where was he? See, this is crazy. This is how memorable these drafts are. NFL draft, was it Dallas? NFL
Tennessee. I'm going Tennessee. That's my guess.
Was it? All right.
Am I right?
Draft,
no, tell me. 20, I think it's Tennessee.
21. Was it Tennessee? Because I do remember Tennessee, but it was. No, Cleveland.
Oh, my goodness. No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Was it really?
See that? 20, now, that's a good one. Now, Trevor Lawrence bucking Cleveland.
Now,
you got to take that out.
What do we do?
Go ahead. No, go ahead now. Yep. Come to my side.
Now, listen. There's a couple places I'll get in the foxhole for and try and defend, man. That was a very honest. What in the world out of me on that draft? Come on now, man. I'm walking the stage in Cleveland. Oh, the Cleveland people are going to be. I mean, is LeBron waiting there to shake my hand or what?
Exactly.
I mean, really.
I mean,
who's shaking my hand?
Buffalo.
Evan Mobley.
Buffalo. Yeah, what if you get LeBron? LeBron promised to return home for a weekend and shake the number one overall pick.
Oh,
that's why we're in Cleveland. The mistake by the lake. Yeah, let me read their walk across the stage.
No.
I got to tell you, it's got to stay in Vegas. Looks like it might be the perfect weekend, which I'm going to see how it goes off. I'm going to see how it is. But I don't understand the rotation of cities here for the draft, which is ridiculous. But again, it's not the greatest look when the number one draft pick's like, yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to stay home on this one here and not go out to Las Vegas, which is ridiculous. Get me out there, but just not to do content. You know what I mean? So, something like that. You know what I mean? Did we hold out from Las Vegas? Is that what I'm hearing here?
We may have held out.
Oh, boy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Moneyline here on a Thursday afternoon. Let's get the people caught up. Want some Major League Baseball action here. 1-0, San Diego, Cincinnati. No change in that score.
Woo.
Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, 1-0. No change there.
Woo.
Philadelphia and Colorado, zeros on the board in the top of the second inning. Miami and Washington, a Yerfy cashes there. It's in the bottom of the first inning. The Nationals, have cashed in and scored a run. Baltimore and New York, no runs heading into the second inning. Bottom of the first inning here, Seattle 1, Tampa Bay 0. And Detroit and Minnesota in the bottom of the first, 0-0. Any hot thoughts there on the Yanks and the Orioles, who I thought might be an under today, might be an under?
Yeah, I'm struggling with some of these numbers. This game, right, Donnie? What was that listed total? Did it finish up at an 8, I think we said? That's just so... And yesterday went under that number. That's a hard number to get to, though, with these teams. I'll tell you this today, Donnie. Boston, Toronto, 7.5. That's hard, man. Like, I looked at that game, Donnie, before I knew the total. Kind of was actually kind of running through the matchups. I'm like, you know what? Do I get to the window on an under? And then I saw 7.5. I'm like, I can't. Not with these teams. I get it, Donnie. It very well could go under, but I didn't have it in me. But it goes to show how things kind of have been going and whatnot.
Yeah, it does show that. And by the way, things going here, did I see a bee sting here tonight that might play into some action for the Utah Jazz center, Rudy Gobert? Got stung in the face by a bee and looks like he just fought Mike Tyson right now.
No,
so,
you can't
there's
be serious.
That. Rudy Gobert got stung on the nose by a bee from the hive he owns at his house. There is some swelling, but he can see fine.
Man.
All right. Now, there's a couple.
There you go.
Hold on a minute. Now, while I do this, I just saw another piece of draft. We got a lot of good stuff that we got to at the draft. Now, hold on a minute. Where is Rudy Gobert's face? He actually just looks.
He's not looking
bananas.
Too good. Yeah, he doesn't look too
be
good.
Be your own bee sometimes.
So this guy's going out to the beehive on game day? What does he need,
he
honey?
He has bees.
What's he do? Does he have honey or, like, he works on, like, his game? Like, all right, let the bees out and let me, like, play defense out here.
Wait a
What's
minute.
What's he do?
Hold on a minute. Rudy Gobert got stung on the nose by a bee from the hive he owns at his own house. Did you just say that?
Yes, correct. Like, Rudy's got a beehive in his house that he plays with.
All right, man. I mean, if they don't trade this guy, that team isn't serious. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Yanks just give up a home run. No, it was a double. No, what's he on a beehive for? What are we doing here? I mean, what a ceremonious way for this thing to end in Utah. That Rudy Gobert can't see because he got stung by a bee. Golly.
Now, I'm assuming that he has, like, you know, it's not like a pet beehive. Like, I'm assuming, like, he used, but again, what is he getting honey for out of a beehive at his house?
Come on now. Now, hold on a minute. Now, you did not just try and say, oh, I'm sure he's using it to make honey. And then what? You caught yourself? I mean, this guy's out there, Donnie, making his own
honey. The guy is out there, yes, game day. Let me get that fresh honey for the boys. Let me bring it in the locker room.
Like, Don, this guy Donovan Mitchell shows up injured because he's been playing his heart out, right? If this guy Gobert shows up joking about how he got stung in the face by a bee, and people can't figure out why Donovan Mitchell is going to gladly exit town. My goodness, man.
Like, I mean, how much more to go? First of all, Gobert already shut the NBA down one time with the COVID outbreak, and now he's coming in with bee. Like, what's going on at this guy's house? What is going on at Rudy Gobert's house? You know how they tell you, it's like, you know, growing up, you have like a big gala head. Don't do anything dumb. Don't go swimming in the pool in the summer if you got to pitch a game later that night. And, you know, hey, take the weekend just to relax and recharge. Rudy's out there swatting bees? Or is Rudy out there like I would be doing as a kid? Hey, look, there's a beehive in the tree. Let me throw like a softball or a baseball at it and knock it out of the tree and then get stung? Is that what he did? There's no way he went out to the beehive to get honey. And homie got stung in the face. That can't be it.
I'll tell you a good story. My buddy once threw a New Year's Eve party, Donnie, right?
Yeah.
New Year's Eve party. And he played baseball at a, you know, important level, we'll call it. And so this is his house. We're hanging out, right? Mm-hmm. Dog's a little rowdy, Donnie. Now, this story almost assuredly ends with the dog biting me, a friend, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
His own dog bit him right on the hand.
Ooh.
Like, has to tell the like, how do you explain that? My dog of many years bit me on the hand. Like, what, man? That's a tough scene. Gobert's out here getting attacked by his own bees.
His own bees is angry. Like, they want to see it. Like, maybe they put a play in on the game tonight. The bees got together. Like, yo, man. Let's sting this guy, man. Let's get him right on out of this series away at this point.
The bee's got his under rebounds. I mean, is that what we're hearing?
Oh, man.
Is that what
Like, this guy's showing up for a national television game, and they're like, what's wrong with Rudy? His beehive stung him today. He went out to get honey for the boys and got stung on his face by a bee. Like, you can't make that up.
I am sure. This game's probably on TNT anyway. But honestly, right, Donnie?
Mm-hmm.
Can somebody please, and I know they're so busy with the NFL draft, can somebody please call the Monday Night Football graphics guys, Donnie, and get them to do their little cartoons with Rudy Gobert getting stung in the face by 1,000 bees?
Yes.
Or just something great. Like, can they drop something, please? Because we need to see something like that.
Like, you're going to see it tonight. Like, Rudy Gobert down in the paint gets blocked, but they'll just turn, like, the player into a giant bee, like, just swatting them in the paint. Like, they can do all that type of stuff.
The Nickelodeon broadcast would be able to do it.
They would be able to do it. Now, is he going to have to explain himself when he gets in? Like, hey, Rudy, like, what were you doing with the beehive today? You know what? It was a real nice day out here in Utah. It was like, man, just got a nice cup of tea, wanted that fresh honey, went out there, B got angry, banged me on the face. He looks terrible, man. Like, that bee flew up in his face and banged on him. Like, this is one of those things, like, I don't even know if I tell. Like, it's one of those things, like, hey, man. Like,
what is your other option?
We were in pregame shoot-around, and Donovan Mitchell, you know, came in the paint and elbowed me right in the eye. Like, okay, makes some sense here. Like, that's hard to get around. Like, hey, man,
but no,
this
see,
bee got me today.
Yeah, but you're missing something. Here's what you're missing, Donnie. You might think that's the move, right? Because you find it crazy. This guy owns bees, Donnie. He doesn't even think it's weird. Like, he's going to come in and be like, man, it's so funny, man. My bees got me. And everybody on that team will be like, man, if they don't trade this guy, I'm asking them. If they don't trade this dude, I'm getting right out of here, man, if this guy doesn't cut it out.
Like, can you picture him, like, the third quarter? He looks like he's, like, live in, like, Rocky One, where his face is just, like, he can't, like, cut me. Cut me, man. Cut me. Why? What's going on with Rudy over there? Yeah, his eyes swelled up even more now. They're trying to cut him just so he can keep playing. Yeah.
Donnie, but, like, come on. Like, Rudy Gobert's been trying to get guys to come over to the house. Nobody will go, and now we found out why.
Jesus.
Like, hey, fellas, you want to watch the games at my place tonight? No, Rudy. No. All right, should I bring my beehive with me? Where are we going? Man, if you don't.
Yeah, bring the hive. Hey, by the way, we're going on a road trip. All right, if I bring my beehive on the back of the plane, yeah, have at it, Rudy. Have at it, man.
Be on that bus.
Get a little get a little Gucci bag full of bees. Bring them with you on the road. Hey, man, we got to shoot. Hey, I just ordered some tea back here. You got any honey? Rudy's like, I got you right here, man. Oh, what do you got going on back there? Bring them everywhere I go, man. Got this beehive with me. Oh, man.
Like, you just, like, Donnie, like, Giannis walks in with a beehive, it's a different reaction.
Giannis walks on the plane, but Thanasis is holding his beehive, like, behind. Like, he, like, you know what I mean? Like, you that would make some sense.
Thanasis has some, more grounds to be holding down a beehive than this guy, Giannis, man. Golly!
Like, look, Giannis only likes fresh, you know, honey. So Thanasis got to take one for the team. Like, Thanasis shows up, like, giant head, giant arms. Like, what happened to you? Had to go out and get my brother some honey. He takes one for the team. But come on, Rudy, man. You can't be showing up to a closeout situation with a bee sting in your face. But by the way, also, like, you went to Philadelphia yesterday. I got to ask you, did you wind up getting a cheesesteak or no?
I sure did.
And where did
I went to Oregon's Steakhouse.
Okay.
A recommendation. You've ever been, Donnie?
No, I have not been. I heard about it. Yes.
Recommended. Delivered in the highest way. Cheesesteak was delicious. Order of onion rings. Absolutely delicious. Oh,
wow.
Missed out. We didn't get the fries. We actually snuck it in order of mott sticks, Sandwiches, like, they were, like, the perfect size for what I was looking for. So,
yep.
Very, very pleased with the trip to Oregon's.
Yep. Now, the reason I bring that up here is the Rockies haven't won a game in Philly yet, as their beat writer puts out there. But they did set a new record. Physical performance coach Mike Jasperson ate 25 cheesesteaks in 4 games, setting the new clubhouse record for cheesesteaks eaten in one series in Philadelphia. 25. Now, what does that do to your physical performance, K-Dub?
Yeah, now that's the coach of physical performance.
Yes, yes. Does he get fired after that performance?
Yeah, the Rockies are tanking, and they're tanking right now, it turns out. It turns out the tank is on a collar. Because, Don, he can't be the only one participating. That means the players are trying it, too, if you wonder why they haven't won a game yet.
Yep, win a game, money line, cheesesteak, bee stings. We got it all. We're coming right back. Stay with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back into the grid. This is Moneyline, Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh. If you want to get in the mix here, you got a hot take. You got a draft selection that can make the people out here some money. 844-843-6879. Yanks down 1-0 in their game today. If we swip rip it around real quick here, Kev, around baseball, 1-0 still San Diego and Cincinnati, 1-0 Milwaukee and Pittsburgh, 1-0 Philadelphia over Colorado, 1-0 Washington over Miami, 1-0 Baltimore over the Yankees, as we just said, 1-0 Seattle over Tampa Bay. In the top of the second inning, no runs yet between Skubal and Ober in Detroit and Minnesota. So not a ton of scoring. Surprise, Kevin! Not a ton of runs on the board here so far.
Yeah, you come to expect it almost, right? So you hardly react when you see it. But there's a lot of game left. And the one thing is, if we don't have any pregame bets, I'm actually not all too bothered by that, Donnie, because that's actually kind of sometimes when we can do our best betting live, is the lower scoring beginnings to a Major League Baseball game. So I think we're going to have some juice probably inside hour number two. I think you're definitely going to want to make sure you're keeping it right here, because I think we're going to find some value out here on this board somewhere.
Drop it in, people. And also keep in mind, we do have a heavy, heavy, heavy NBA card tonight. But let me just do some quick housekeeping here. If we have any changes so far, particularly from FanDuel on the draft tonight, still looks like Trayvon Walker is a minus 450 number one overall pick. Aiden Hutchinson, a minus 175 to be the second overall pick. And how about this? The third overall pick, the favorite, Derek Stingley Jr. at a plus 150. So there you go. One, two, three.
Will you please indulge me on my parlay? I am begging you. Because here is why I want to talk about this, okay? If I throw you, Donnie, a four-leg parlay that, you know, gets the plus 100, right? In Major League Baseball, the NBA, college football, whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
And I go, Donnie, how does this lose, right? You know, the answer I tell people that, when people ask me, how does this parlay lose? It's because it's a parlay. The games are going to be played out. Variance comes in. That's just kind of how it goes, right? That's the nature of a parlay. You know, the Jazz stumbles somehow against the Detroit Pistons on the road. What do you want? These aren't games, Donnie. These are, for lack of a better description, facts. These are things that happen. Before I even get to the parlay, Donnie, do you think it is fair to say that it would almost be safer to parlay in a draft than to be parlaying games?
Could be. I mean, I guess, because, yeah, I know you used the term like, if this guy's an off night tonight. Well, I mean, the off night would be from the 32 front offices, which is kind of odd, as opposed to the players on the field, if that makes sense. But the only question I have is here, you know, is the parlay going? And after the second name, I've already tuned out of this parlay, though. Maybe I can't find my way on how to bet this parlay. Could that be an issue for the people?
I think you can, because there's two pieces of this I think you won't struggle with even a little bit, Donnie. There is a section on the FanDuel Sportsbook labeled Draft Parlay Builder, Donnie. Go to be a top 10 pick on the Draft Parlay Builder. Would you, Donnie? Would you please just do me that favor and go to that section?
Let's go. I'm here.
All right?
I'm here. Yep.
All right. So let's start, Donnie, at the tippy top. Ahmad Gardner is -1,000 to be a top 10 pick.
Okay.
Donnie, would you say that you know enough about the draft, factoring in that Sauce Gardner's draft position is 4.5, to say that guy is going to be a top 10 pick?
Yes, I think he goes top 10. So we'll click on the, what is it, plus 290 here? What is it?
Oh, my goodness gracious. What are you
see that? We got to slide all the way down here to be a top 10 pick. And
yes,
I have to drop down again.
Yes, yes,
let me go through.
Yes.
Where is this guy at? Let me see.
To be a top 10
right, minus,
pick.
There we go. All right.
Minus 1,000.
Okay.
A got 1,000.
Yep.
All right. Right below him, Donnie, Kayvon Thibodeau. -1,000. Draft positions 4.5 as well.
Okay.
It's juice to the under. Do we know enough, Donnie, about Thibodeau to say he's going to be a top 10 pick?
Looks like he's going to be, yes.
Okay, tremendous. How about, Donnie, at -350, Derek Stingley Jr., who you just told us, is the favorite to go third in this draft.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Minus 350.
All right.
Yep.
Right. So we then now, Donnie, need to add just one more item, right?
Mm-hmm.
Donnie, Charles Cross, minus 350 to be a top 10 pick. Donnie, gotcha. Charles Cross has a draft position of 6.5 at minus 210 juice to the under. These four guys, Donnie, to be top 10 picks parlayed together is plus 100. What am I missing? I don't think I'm missing anything, actually. I think this is the first time this FanDuel Sportsbook has done this. And I think if, I don't know if there's vulnerability, the numbers aren't too juiced enough. If you just have confidence, you can work out. But Donnie, I can't come up with a scenario. I'm not sure I can find a mock draft, Donnie, where you do not have all four of those guys as top 10 picks.
No, it looks. It looks like it works out. By the way, so I'm looking at this. Parlay builder. So these are only parlay prices, right? Like, I just can't take Jameson Williams plus 150 to be a top 10 pick, or can I?
No, you can. You can.
Oh,
you can.
Man, did I miss out on that number then?
Yeah.
I was just going over DraftKings this morning because I didn't see, like, an actual section that had, like, you can be a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
So I missed out big on that price. My goodness here.
Yeah. I thought Donnie was plus 250 on DraftKings, to be honest with you. So if it wasn't, it moved a lot.
Because I'm looking right just on DraftKings right now, and it says, you know, to be a top 10 pick in the draft, Jameson Williams is a minus 125. So now I look on, like, you know, if to be the top 10 pick is plus 250 on FanDuel, but just to be, let me see, because I'm going to have to take this again just myself, just because I don't want to get left out on some nonsense. But that's terrible here because I didn't see, again, it makes it easier. Like, there's no, like, when you went to DraftKings, which, again, this morning when we were going on the early line, they didn't even have the odds up on the board. But after, when I was doing a couple videos, the odds came back. But I didn't see a, is there just a, besides that parlay builder, is there a section that just says, like, to be a top 10 draft pick or no?
On FanDuel or DraftKings?
FanDuel.
No, I think that's what that is.
Yeah,
like, there's nothing that says it has to be a parlay.
Yeah, let me see here. Yeah, because, I mean, that's the way to go then. I mean, that's, you know, 75 cents right there swing, which is massive. Turns it in from a, you know, minus price to a plus price. But that's why I was asking the question, was it one of those where it's just priced in a parlay? And that's where you had to take it here. So that's interesting because that's a great price here. If you think, which I do think Jameson Williams is going to be a top 10 draft pick. So plus 150 is a much better price than obviously minus 125.
Yeah. No, it's a really nice, it's a really, really nice piece being able to get it at that number there. But, you know, for me, Donnie, I'm not trying to, it's a parlay, Donnie. I know that answer applies, but There's not as much variance, especially we're talking about in the top 10, right, Donnie? Like, I'm not saying, like, all right, Donnie, like, I every time I see a mock, this guy goes 25th overall, right? Like, we're like, we know these players. We know these guys. I mean, I just got another alert to my phone that the Eagles are looking to trade up into the top 10 and see if somehow, some way, you know, we get a fall from Kayvon Thibodeau, right? I just don't, I can pull up a 100 mock drafts. Derek Stingley Jr. is coming off of the board. Who is this? Whose mock do I have right here? Mick Shea, Donnie. Stingley Jr. comes off third. Cross comes off fifth. Sauce comes off seventh. Thibodeau comes off eighth. Like, to be honest with you, Donnie, I don't even think you're going to get to the 10th pick with this kind of parlay situation here. Sauce four, Cross five, where Stingley is nine. So then, okay, so Kuiper, Donnie, is, and this is what I said to somebody. I was like, if anyone I'm worried about, it's Thibodeau. Like, Thibodeau seems like the guy that randomly falls. But Donnie, people think Thibodeau might go too.
Yeah, talk about a wild card type of pick. He went from possibility to be the number one overall pick before the college football season started to doing nothing that really was a detriment other than them saying, like, yeah, this guy doesn't like football, so can't take him number one overall. And now all of a sudden he's charging back up draft boards here. So I do find that kind of interesting there.
Yeah, so that's kind of where I am right now. on the draft. Because the thing about this is, Donnie, as I've gone through this, and there's a couple of other markets I want to explore. Mm-hmm. But this just feels to me like almost, you know, again, like something you really shouldn't even be able to get, right? Like, yeah, that's the way it kind of feels to me, at least here. Like, you know, I the one thing you can't do, which is a little interesting to me, is mm-hmm. you can't parlay out of section. So you can't take a guy to be a fifth, a top five, a top 32, a top 10. Like, everybody has to be kind of within the same bucket, which is a little surprising to me, but, you know, it is what it is. But that is a little, that is a little note there for anybody that's kind of been looking about it in that way.
Yeah, I just went in and put a little bit more here on Jameson Williams to be a top 10 pick. And again, this isn't anything behind it where I'm listening or I'm clued into the ground. I just think it makes sense with wide receivers and everything you're hearing about here, people not shying away from the knee injury. So once you get past those top five picks, yeah, I think some wide receivers are really going to start to be looked at or at least hit the board. Now, let me go to BetMGM here because I want to see if we have, let's see, so we got MLB, football. Is there a draft section on this that I'm missing here? And if, oh, there we go. Okay, bet now, 2022 draft. First overall pick, let's just see, draft position. Where would this be to be a top 10 pick? Because every one of these boards is a little bit different to see how you actually get by. Let's see, Jameson Williams. And they only have, what, over, under, 12.5? Now, where would it be by pick by position? First overall selected there, lineman, first wideout selected. He's 225 for that, but that's not really the market I'm looking for. I don't actually see a top 10 market on BetMGM. So at least, you know.
Okay.
I got a 125 earlier today. Now I'm going to come over the top with a 150 because I'd feel stupid if I didn't do that and just put a little bit more on it at a much, much better price. So that's how that one is going to play off. Now, looking at the draft tonight, what surprises are we actually looking at? Because we know who's in, who's out at that point. But just setting up the next segment here as we head into the 2 o'clock hour, there's got to be some surprises. Is it a trade? Is it Baker Mayfield? But he's not going to go tonight for a first-round draft pick. So that might be something later in the draft. But I'm just talking about tonight. Like, does Deebo Samuel steam really catch fire once we get off the air today?
I think what's going to – so here's what can blow some stuff up, Donnie, is – and I almost want to take a shot on each guy to be a top 10 pick individually of Pickett and Willis. Where the New Orleans Saints go, you know what, man? It's a quarterback. We like a quarterback. Let us get into the mix. And kind of see, or maybe just take their under draft position here, Donnie, because as much as it's like, people don't like them, they are quarterbacks, Donnie. They are quarterbacks. And usually there's some juice there.
There is some juice, and there's some juice on Moneyline. Get involved with us. 844-843-6879.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's teaser time right here on Moneyline. And the man behind the wheels of steel here on Moneyline has been smoking hot. So, JP, first, who did you have yesterday? Second, tease us today with what we're looking at.
We came out yesterday with the Drew Holiday points under. It was fantastic. I don't even think he scored 10 points. Woo. And then we're going right back to the NBA tonight because if it's not broken, don't fix it.
Yeah, wow. We got big, big time NBA action, which we're going to take a look at in hour number two. For me tonight, a couple little plays here on the NFL draft. Sauce Gardner to be in the top five, Jameson Williams to be in the top 10. But I do have an underlook in Major League Baseball tonight. And I went into win the Phoenix Suns game tonight with a player prop, which is points, rebounds, and assists. So there's my teaser for the 2 o'clock hour here, Kevin.
I'd say it is, folks. There's a strike. By this, I'll play along here. There's a strikeout prop to the under.
Whoa.
That has caught my attention. Yesterday's strikeout prop actually was tremendous. Drew Rasmussen, Donnie, the Rays starting pitcher, 3.5 plus 110, six innings of work, nine strikeouts. Yeah. So that was a nice, nice piece of business. Hoping to replicate that a little bit here with today's action. I mean, obviously, not everything is going to look like that. We're looking under, but there is something I've been eyeing up here. We'll talk about it a little bit, and we'll see. We'll see. We got a lot of time left here in our show. Also, at some point, maybe we'll talk about Deebo Samuel and how that can shake up the draft.
Yes, and you know we love ourselves some live major league betting options. And one of our old friends looks like he might be peeking through here to let us know that, hey, you could still come get this. You don't have to be on in-play sports tonight to bet a Yankees team total of one. Could that be underway today up in the Bronx as the Orioles have a 2-0 lead over the New York Yankees? Better times in Philadelphia? Sure, they only got one hit, but they got two runs, a 2-0 lead over the Rockies. This is Moneyline. Come join us here in the upcoming hour. Donnie and Kevin.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.